The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
I really miss my, like, especially grandmother and family.
For me, the pandemic has really meant that I felt perhaps more isolated than I've ever done in the past.
It's just tough because you don't know, it's uncertain. You don't know when you're going to be able to go home. You don't know if something happens, if you'll be allowed.
What used to be a kind of half an hour, 20 quid Ryanair flight now is just impossible. So you feel very separated from the people you love.
Well, during the pandemic, it hasn't been nice at all. Just been tough and tough.
There's no doubt the COVID-19 pandemic has been tough for everyone, but it has been especially tough for expats living here in Ireland. Krishna is from Nepal and has lived here since 2017. A flight to Kathmandu takes over 10 hours, so obviously she hasn't been able to go home in the past year. And she told me it has been tough being away from friends and family.
Of course, who doesn't miss home, especially in this time? I really miss my, like, especially grandmother and family, and not able to, you know, like, feel them close or to see them, like, closely. It's been a hard time, yeah. I wish everything will be normal and then I could go back and then stay with my family, you know, just to feel them like I'm here for them and they are there for me.
And when you're away from home, especially as far away as you are, because you're from Nepal, as you say, is it a worry that you don't know when you'll be able to go home again?
Oof. Yes, it is very much a worry for me, because obviously because of the distance and everything. So of course, it just gives me some anxiety and then just make me scared that what if I don't see them? What if they don't see me? You know, so yeah, this kind of thing scares me the most, yeah.
And how often would you have went home before COVID?
Yeah, I went last year for just like quick see my family, you know. And after that, yeah, I just got locked here, so with this.
And what's Nepal like? Are they in lockdown? How hard has COVID-19 hit Nepal?
Yeah, it did hit for the first lockdown. Everybody was scared. What I'm hearing, you know, I wasn't there. So what I'm hearing is it was like very hard time for the first lockdown. But after that, it's my country is this way. I want to say, because in my country government isn't that great, you know, so then people didn't listen to them and they just do whatever they want to do it.
But it's not just expats from the other side of the world who are finding it tough. People from countries like Italy and Denmark, who could usually hop on a plane and be home in a matter of hours, are also finding the pandemic very isolating.
My name is Sarah Tat Foley. I'm originally from Denmark. I now live in Cork, and I have lived here since 2012, so coming up to 9 years. For me, the pandemic has really meant that I've felt perhaps more isolated than I've ever done in the past. I live in Cork, as I said. My husband's family is not from Cork either. And since March last year, I've been working from home. I've been lucky to be able to do so, but because we've no family near to where we live, really the pandemic has hammered home how much I have previously depended on travel to see those people who are closest to me. Not being able to do so has been tough. It's been heartbreaking at times. You just have to try and stay positive and hope that the day will soon come where we can all see each other again.
And prior to COVID-19, how often would you have went back home to see family and friends? If it wasn't for the pandemic, how many times would you have visited home?
So prior to COVID, I would have at least seen my parents who live in Denmark twice a year. I'd travel home. They'd always come to Ireland once a year minimum. And usually we'd try and meet up in Europe at some stage throughout the year as well. I also have a brother who lives in London. For my parents, that then means they haven't been able to see either of their children really for the last year. While they are coping very well and they are remaining optimistic that it'll happen soon, I think we're all really due a family meetup soon. And of course, we miss each other too.
Have you missed out on any big events at home?
I've missed out on some events. My mom turned 60 back in May. She was due to have a big party. That had to be cancelled. We hope that it might be able to happen next year. But like many people living abroad, I suppose it's not really the big events that you miss out on that are toughest in the long run. It's the small day-to-day things. It's sitting down, having a chat, sharing a meal and just being together, really. That's what I miss the most. The family, big occasions, they can happen. They will happen later again, but it's the here and now that you miss.
And will you book a flight home when you can, as soon as you're allowed to?
I will be going on a plane again as soon as I'm able to. I suppose the uncertainty right now is the most difficult thing to handle. In the last week, I think everyone in Ireland felt a sense of being down. And really, at this stage, a year after the pandemic, not knowing when will be when it'll be possible to travel is the toughest thing. Equally, there seems to be no guidelines on whether people like my parents, who are already vaccinated, are they welcome in Ireland soon, and how are we going to align with other European countries in terms of opening up borders to those who are fully vaccinated and willing to comply with local regulations too.
My name is Tiziana. I am from Genova and I've been living in Ireland for 7 years. Yeah, well, at the start, I thought it was only going to last for a few months, so I didn't really mind because I wouldn't fly home like every month, or I would only fly home 3 times a year. But now it gets to a point where it's just tough because you don't know, it's uncertain. You don't know when you're going to be able to go home. You don't know if something happens, if you'll be allowed. And if you go, you don't know if you'll be able to fly back. And if you're working here, you know, you can't really leave your job for, you know, weeks and weeks because you're stuck in another country. So it's, it starts to be a bit more intense than it was.
Have you missed out on any family events because of the pandemic? I suppose, for example, what did you do for Christmas?
Yeah, so I did not go home for Christmas. So definitely that was one event I missed out on. I didn't go because I thought I was going to be able to go in January or February, which isn't the case. I've missed out on birthdays, graduation parties, and just in general, you know, just spending time with family. I haven't really been able to do that for about a year.
Aunts, people who are originally from the UK and living here in Ireland, are also very homesick because of the pandemic. Our own Roisin Davis, who works on the hard shoulder on News Talk, says COVID-19 has made her miss London more than ever.
I think anyone that's an expat or anyone that lives in a different country from where they grew up will know that there are always moments where you feel kind of a tug of loneliness or a tug on your heart that you're missing out on family and friends or events that they have in their lives back home. I think during the pandemic, that feeling has magnified because, you know, there is just no way that you can pop back what used to be a kind of half an hour, 20 quid Ryanair flight now is just impossible. So you feel very separated from the people you love. I think anyone that moves to a different country, you kind of make a life for yourself by going out a lot, by kind of meeting as many people as you can, by joining clubs, picking up hobbies, and that becomes your life. And then once you take all of those things away from someone, then you can feel really removed from having a life in a different country, and that really makes you miss home.
What have you missed the most?
My parents were both sick at the beginning of COVID, and I think for me, I had never ever thought about what it would be like to be abroad and to have something happen to either one of my parents. And I found it really difficult that they were so unwell and I wasn't able to go over and be with them. I think that's a really unusual situation. I don't think that would ever have been the case, you know, in any other scenario other than this pandemic. And then that kind of creates a feeling that you start getting worried what's going to happen down the line, you know, as people get older or something happens to someone. Not being able to get home quickly is a real frightening feeling, and it makes you feel very alone and isolated.
While some expats who live here have still taken a chance and had family come and visit, Alex, who is originally from Brazil, had his first child with his partner during the pandemic. His mother came to visit and to see her granddaughter for the first time in January.
Yeah, to be honest, it is tough because, I just had my mom. She was over a couple of weeks ago and she came to visit ours and see my daughter. So
your mom came over to see her, your daughter, her granddaughter?
Yeah.
Was it the first time she'd seen her?
Was the first time, yeah. It was the first time she met Laura. And yeah, so unfortunately we couldn't do much, go out and show her more around,
What did your mom do when she was over? Basically just have to stay in the apartment for the few weeks?
Yeah, so that's it, you have to stay in and that's it, no much.
What was it like getting to see your mom for the first time during the pandemic?
I've been missing my family. It was very good to have her here, and especially because of my daughter, her grand. And yeah, it was a good time.
Would you have normally have went home to Brazil maybe a few times a year, or how often would you have went home before COVID-19?
Yeah, I like go once a year. I like to go once a year, see family, see friends over there, and enjoy the weather, the good weather over there too. So, yeah, but unfortunately this year, we cannot.
Now, some people may hear Alex and their first reaction may be to shout at the radio and say his mother shouldn't have travelled from Brazil. However, she did quarantine for 2 weeks, and for Alex and his mother, meeting their newest family member is considered essential to them. And these expats who I spoke to say that they believe that all travel is now viewed negatively.
You feel a bit disheartened when you hear reports in the media and in public policy as well, when people like me, foreigners in Ireland, are put in the same boat, I suppose, as anyone who's getting on a plane, whether it be for family visits, whether it be for medical emergencies, or whether it be for sun holidays. At this stage, I would happily get on a plane to Denmark. I'd see my family. I'll happily comply with all restrictions coming back to Ireland and take a test. All Danish airports offer anyone travelling free tests. And yet I'm unable to do so, which is tough a year on, and you're just eagerly awaiting for that opportunity to visit those nearest and dearest to you again. Overall, I suppose one thing you're left to question as a foreigner in Ireland is whether the voice of people like me are heard at the decision-making table. You question why all travel is being discouraged when other European countries are keeping their borders open and enforce restrictions on anyone arriving and make demands of people arriving, but don't make it impossible for people. And there's a lot of us who want and have a need to travel, if nothing else, then just for our mental health and sanity too.
Restrictions when it comes to travel seem to be more and more strict. So it's you don't really know what's considered essential, what isn't. If anyone wasn't feeling well, would you be able to go? Would that be an essential reason or not? So it's definitely something I worry about.
And do you think Ireland is too strict on travel? Do you think people like yourself who want to visit home, who are prepared to do the quarantine and stuff, should be allowed?
Yeah, 100%. I think that people should consider that Ireland, especially Dublin, is full of expats, people who work in tech like myself, lots of Italians, French, Brazilians, Germans, like any nationality. And that should be considered. We're here, we bring our skills working for all these tech companies with our languages, and then this is not taken into account when it comes to, the need of visiting your family.
I think it's hard when you hear everyone talking about, essential and non-essential travel, because, when you live abroad and you're away from your family and the people that you love, going back and seeing them is always essential. And if you can't do that, then, it really is very upsetting. And, it's a longing for home that I don't think any of us felt before the pandemic.
Newstalk's Barry White with that report. One quick text into the station. At long last, a radio station is taking into account the expats living in Ireland. We got a huge amount of foreign healthcare workers who are at the coalface against COVID who haven't been able to visit family. And I bet when restrictions are lifted still, they will find it hard to visit due to those restrictions being in place in their workplace, especially surrounding extended annual leave. Happy to oblige. Lots of people listening to the programme who were not born in this country, yet they have made it their home.